Good evening, this is your host Patrick here. Just a quick preamble, a preface to this particular episode. It was after the Thanksgiving holiday, and I think, let's just say we had a big crew and people got a little bit crazy. So, I did my best to cobble this together in some seeming sort of order. I hope you all enjoy whatever I was able to squeeze out of that completely ridiculous recording session. Thanks so much.
It's Got Dan's Poop Corner, something resembling a podcast introduction, a delicate discussion about death, and another journey into the wondrous land of Latin snacks.
Oh, yeah, I hear a little bit of Baba.
I think I heard that.
Bibbidi Baba.
Hello.
Baba da Baba.
Hello.
Yeah, I think that one you just have to be more aggressive with.
All right.
All right, so
like
I'm just.
I have to eat it.
I'm just recounting.
Dude, do that. Do that bubbly noise again. That was great.
That's pretty intense.
That's disturbing. He's okay. Doing that with his mouth.
Dude.
I'm quickly Hello. Recounting the path to this where we got. I'm trying to summarize real quick.
Dan's a prodigy of sound.
Yeah, he's also a prodigy of getting us back on track.
Goo-goo-doo, bow. And so Myra was so, it was very nice of her. She was very sensitive, concerned about my IBS, but I don't have IBS. she was worried that the seriously hot chili lolly, that looks pretty awesome.
Let me see it.
I'm afraid. I don't even want to open it because it looks so tight.
Yeah.
But then I really want to eat it.
That was the whole point. That's why I bought it for you.
Oh, yeah. I will open it and eat it. I know. It's just the package is so awesome.
Oh, yeah. The package is
Can
pretty.
Can you take the heat?
You should use an X-Acto knife then.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Anyways, so back at the ranch, I was don't have IBS, but
back
then I was
the
like,
ranch.
Actually, what I do have is ulcerative colitis.
Oh, snap.
And,
right.
And so the deal with it,
it's much worse.
I don't have IBS, and my understanding is IBS. Is like a constant fear of getting an upset stomach and diarrhea. I probably have that totally wrong. But ulcerative colitis is more like you have to worry about when it's flaring up and back off and like make sure you take care of yourself, because if it starts flaring up and you don't pay attention,
what happens?
You'll spiral downward into like this 2 week fucking bedridden shitting blood
really
awful session of terribleness.
What how do
it
you
happens
know
like every
coming?
10 years or something.
Well, it used to happen just so insurance is aware, this used to happen every
it's a few years condition.
Yeah,
used to happen every 2-3 years.
Uh-huh.
And I have not had it for over 10 years.
Well,
now.
That's awesome.
Well, how do you know when it's coming up?
So
how do you know
like
when
you
feel
need
to back
it
off?
Gas?
You feel it.
Does it start off at gas?
It starts off as cramps, like really bad cramps. Yeah.
You've got those
corner.
Recently, though, right?
Huh?
You've gotten the cramps recently, right?
Well, actually, about
you
I think like a year
what?
Or so ago, I like felt some. I was just having a couple days of like. Oh, you're talking about like talking about recently.
I don't remember.
Right,
I thought you said
we pay intense attention to your bowel movements.
Yeah, I know. It's good to
bowel movement.
It's good that we're all on track here. So
thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God we're on the same page.
One time after school in high school, like I was trying to get a ride home with someone, and then like Eric was all like. Yeah. Worried, he's
Did
like, dude, we got to give him
you?
A ride home. We got to give him a ride home. It's his condition. His
oh,
condition.
Nice.
You know, so
you had a condition. Back
you had
then.
A condition.
I still have it. Actually, I don't think I do
of
anymore.
Your condition
okay.
Was in.
Oh my gosh.
Jimmy
so,
up?
Anyways.
Oh yeah, there you go.
That's better,
okay,
yeah.
I'm almost
okay,
there.
Cool.
I'm almost back on track. And
he's,
then,
hey, hey, Dan's almost there.
So you were on the toilet.
Yeah.
Boop.
No, that's not where I was.
You realized something when you're on the toilet, didn't you?
No, you guys asked. Someone asked if I was like having cramps recently because I was
yes.
talking about it. Yes. So a couple nights ago, I had cramps, and what it was is I think was a very I think I had E. coli, basically.
Ooh.
Low form of low
so,
grade of E.
Well,
coli.
It had to be a
so
low,
that's not real.
Yeah, because it wasn't like
dude, if it's full blown,
you're in
have
the hospital,
to go to hospital,
right?
No, I know.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
if it wasn't I wasn't it wasn't hemorrhaging diarrhea, which
Laughing
which
Patrick.
You can get,
yeah.
which is basically. Bloody diarrhea, which strangely enough
yeah.
I know about because of my colitis. That's
no,
part of
man.
It. But
who made that salad? Chris Gilbert.
Yes, she made it. It was a delicious salad. It was romaine with blue cheese, some candied pecans,
a little extra romaine on top with
and,
some shredded romaine along the
and some
the
pears
sides for,
with a nice vinaigrette
and just a hint of feces
in it?
And some Ex-Lax.
So it was
to make sure you
so
be shitting
tonight.
Just a hint of feces.
Tonight is
feces
Friday. It's
shit?
what is it? The 23rd today.
Feces is a delicacy
well,
in some cultures.
I guess it's midnight now.
This is what this is the role of Daniel Johnson tonight.
It is Saturday.
I'm just Saturday.
Saturday, November 24th.
Okay.
It is 12:02
right, a.m. If we just
they rocked a horse's ass.
Oh my gosh. Almost there. So close.
All right, finish your story, dude.
All right, Dan, let Dan get his story out. It's like you're on the toilet. You're constipated on the toilet. You can't get the fucking story.
The opposite.
Like a chunk.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A chunk of shit came out.
He wasn't talking about. He was not talking about being on the toilet.
No, I'm saying metaphorically. That's what his story is.
So tired. I'm just sick of it all. Okay. It was.
Go home, boy.
Go home, boy.
Oh.
That's what you said to me.
Oh, dang.
Oh, dang.
Why are you calling Dan out
so
like that?
So this is Friday, technically Saturday. So on Tuesday or Monday or Tuesday or whatever, I had this stuff. The next day they announce like about the fucking E. coli salad.
Right.
And I noticed because my stool was loose. And so like I figured out that I had.
So this was 2 days ago. Because
that's like remember when back in when we were kids and the juice was on the loose?
The juice
OJ?
Is on the
yeah,
loose.
When OJ was on the, you know, the juice is on the loose.
Yes, but I was talking, now you're talking, running does that mean diarrhea? Is that
there
what
was
they
like
said
a
for
white
diarrhea?
Florida Explorer that no. was just driving all crazy.
Oh, man.
I know juice is today. On loose meaning OJ escaping, but was that then changed to like meaning
just making
you have
a
diarrhea?
Reference that you said you had loose stool.
The loose stool.
Yeah, and you said juice is on the loose.
Like, well, it rhymes with stool.
The stool is on the loose. It's not funny. It's not hilarious. All you're doing is reminding me now that my joke was not funny.
No, I thought it was pretty funny, actually.
The tool is on the stool now.
So anyway, I just forgotten that people said juice was on
today. Today, what's today's the date?
Lick my balls.
Anyway,
Jimmy,
suck my dick.
Okay. All right. In any case, so I got diarrhea, and like it wasn't bleeding.
Good.
I didn't throw up.
Good.
Although it got to a point where like I couldn't fart because if I farted, it would be poop.
Yeah. And then, yeah. Right.
And then like after that, it got to the point where I was like, okay, don't fart.
You'd be shitting yourself.
And my farts
farted,
didn't listen to me anyways, and they came and pooped my pants for me anyways. So I had to go to the bathroom. Oh, and then what happened next? This was after my second change of pants.
Yeah.
Then I was sitting there, and the poop was no longer waiting for the fart. And eventually, what just happened is poop just started dribbling out my ass.
Right.
And so I had to go to the.
How delightful.
I had to go change my pants for the third time, and I noticed there was poop dribble down my leg.
Oh, that
got looked
into
just
your
like
jeans.
It didn't look like poop. It looked like muddy water, basically.
Oh, you had mud butt.
And so I had to take a shower.
Okay. Yeah.
And no, it looked like didn't look like poop. It just looked like muddy water.
Yeah, I mean that
now,
sounds like food poisoning.
This is just from the romaine. Like you didn't go to Chipotle or anything.
No, I can take that shit good.
Yeah,
it wasn't the Chipotle. We did have salmon that night, but the salmon was some nice king salmon with garlic, and it was delicious.
Yeah,
it
salmon.
Was
salmon ain't gonna hurt.
Yeah, it wasn't. Oh yeah, the next question though is why didn't anyone else get it? And so that's a question that this all's led to, is if it was E. coli. How did the two other people not get it? Now, is it the kind of thing where if it's there, does everyone pretty much always get it? Or can some people just sometimes get it?
Some people are more susceptible.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Like, I don't get poison ivy, for example.
I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that, like, with the food poisoning type things, it sort of depends on where it like, decides to take hold. Because
right.
if you get it in your stomach, you're all pukey. If you get it in the middle, you're pukey and shitty.
Yeah,
and then if you
the
just
worst.
Get it, like, if it like, doesn't activate or whatever until it gets lower
you
down,
just
then it's
it
just,
out.
Like, only pooping.
Yeah, and this was, like, a day later, so, yeah, that was, yeah.
Sometimes it comes blasting out both ends.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's the worst.
No
at the same time.
Yep. So...
blasted.
So I have no other explanation.
So my question was like the condition you have is that I can't remember what it's not irritable bowel syndrome.
Ulcerative colitis.
Ulcerative colitis. So that is something you haven't had a flare up of in a decade, right?
Over a decade.
That's
but
nice.
When you live in Arlington,
yeah, it comes out the butt.
Have you had the cramps?
You
that
lived,
have indicated
you lived
that it
over
was
by
about
like
to happen.
The
what?
There's
Arlington
too much
ladies.
there's too many two people talking at me at the same time. What?
Oh yeah.
What?
But, all right, let's
forget
right.
what
Daniel,
I said.
All right, I'll get to. All right, class, Daniel, and then Jesse.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm asking is
because I'm interested in both.
Okay, so what
you
I'm
can
saying
ask our
is,
guest the question.
You said that when your condition comes on, you get a cramp, and that gives you the indication. Oh, I got to chill out on certain foods over the next few days.
Right. That's one of the warning signs. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to lead to it, but that's when I have to be like, okay. Just take it easy on what you eat.
So my question is, you've had those cramps over the past 10 years, but since you've chilled out, you haven't had a full-blown, like, shit fest.
Right. Never, I haven't shat blood. haven't shat that mucusy bloody shit.
But you knew that if you like, if you really wanted to shit blood, if you really wanted to, and you got one of those cramps, you'd start eating certain foods, and you'd be shitting blood within the next couple days.
I don't think it's necessarily the type of thing that I can like bring on myself. I mean, I could try. There's a few things like ibuprofen is supposed to cause bleeding in the stomach, so I could just take a bunch of that, and maybe like, you know.
I mean, if you got the cramps, like the indication.
If you got the cramps.
If you get the cramps.
Daniel keeps mentioning the cramps.
I thought he said crabs.
No, I couldn't. What? To answer your question, no, I could not force. I cannot force it to happen again.
That's like a superpower. You can make yourself.
By the way,
blood.
Just since we got started a little confusingly, this is a segment where we interview the ill and infirmed,
and learn
about
now,
their
your
daily
back?
Travails.
Everyone, is
yeah. And before we go to Jesse, I want to assert that I haven't had this condition in over 10 flare up in over 10 years, and I believe that I just don't have it anymore.
Okay.
Now some doctors will say like, "Well, you might get cancer soon," but then I'm like, "Well,
really had a doctor
they always say
shaking his fingers,
fuck doctor,
you might get cancer soon."
Eggheads, like what that. Do they know?
Yeah, right.
And now Jesse had a question about where you lived in Falls Church or something.
Yes, is this related to his bowels?
The last time it happened to you was when you lived in Arlington with that Jake fella.
Yes, that is the, that
there
is.
You there was that house.
Trivia, a little trivia right there.
It was down by Four Mile Run Creek proper.
Oh, on Buchanan?
Was that a stressful?
It was off by Buchanan. Like the Arlington Women's Club.
By the Women's Club? Was that Buchanan?
Yeah.
Buchanan
was,
sounds familiar,
Buchanan,
yeah. Next to like the Raccoon Park, basically.
Yeah, it was a neat little area, yeah.
What year was that?
I think that was like 2007 or something.
It's
like
gonna be
that,
spooky
so.
Tales from Arlington Part
so that
Two.
Was,
oh,
because you were living there. Because we saw
spooky
super
shit
bad.
Was coming out of my tail.
It was all those people that were like teachers and like Republicans and shit, mm-hmm. but they all smoked weed.
I want to. Yeah, super was Dan. Super bad out that year.
Yeah. It was some summer.
That was 06. That was 06 or
the summer of Superbad.
It might have been 07.
A good decade ago. Yeah.
It's been a while.
It was either. I remember they mentioned MySpace in the movie Superbad. So you know that was
hilarious.
Wow.
MySpace.
Yeah.
Right.
So
rotary
phones.
The last
spoil in Brooklyn Nine.
The last news that I got.
The guy's awesome.
The last news I got on my colitis was when I had my last colonoscopy, which was back in 2008 or something. Uh-huh. And the doctor was like, "Your colon is remarkable." And I was like, "Okay." Oh, and he's like, he says, "There's not polyps in there, but you
That's
do
good.
Have pseudo polyps."
How
and
many?
Was,
what the hell
how
is
many?
It just looks like a polyp, but it's not a polyp. But anyways, it indicates that my colon was.
Did you just get in like a physical fight with this gentleman?
Yeah, I was like, "Fuck you, man."
How many oscopies have you had?
I've had like three, but I probably should have had. I should probably have had a lot more.
Dude, you're like not even 40 yet.
Yeah, I know, but like because I have colitis, I'm supposed to get them every few years.
Yeah, that's fucked bummer. Up. Yeah.
Jimmy or Natalie?
Yeah, in the bummer.
Superbad came out in
do
August
of you
2007.
Have a,
it's like the bummer, man.
Do
bummer,
either of you have a question for this gentleman?
Superbad came out in August 2007.
Yeah,
so
great,
Jesse
awesome.
Was dead on.
Yeah,
there you go.
Damn, dog.
Damn.
Jesse knows the history
I have
of
a sense of time.
Well, see, I
respect
that. I remember that horrible
He's doing
White
a little
House.
Dance. Jesse's doing a weird little time dance.
He's not stopping.
Hey,
it's crazy.
Time
it's the weirdest
doesn't
shit
stop,
I've
sir.
Ever seen.
What were you doing in 2007, Dan, and in relation to Jesse?
Damn.
I was shitting blood.
No.
What was that crazy girl's name that lived there at that house?
I don't really want to talk about like people.
It sounds
on
like
the,
it was
the...
a stressful time, and it was a stressful time, and
no,
that may have
should.
Been a factor. You know,
it
probably,
would be
maybe,
fun.
Maybe there's some factor.
Are you nostalgic
there?
About the summer you shit blood?
No.
Do you ever think, God, those were the days?
Those summer I shit blood.
Like the glory days. Or like, yeah, like
Dan. Dan Glaubitz.
Bruce Springsteen song.
All right.
When you got your ulcerative colitis.
Ulcerative colitis? Ulceritis colitis. It's called ulcerative
colitis. It was
ulceritis.
In high school when it first happened.
Ulceritis colitis.
Did you shit yourself at Jeb Stuart?
Did you get your, when did you get your first puke?
I did shit myself at Jeb Stuart. The first time I got it was in eighth grade.
Oh.
Eighth.
That
okay.
sucks.
Natalie wanted to know.
Yeah, it was late eighth grade. Yep. And I actually had to, I didn't fully shit myself, but like I was gonna shit myself. And luckily I
peed my pants in the second grade.
Oh, man.
Confessions. This is
actually, I did that too, but I didn't in school. I did it at
Your
my friend Siyoshi's house.
I did it at school.
You know, were there kids that would shit in the balls?
That's cool.
When you go to Chuck E. Cheese, They always have to say, like, don't take a piss in the balls, because people, kids
it always
jump.
Smelled like socks.
Yeah, kids would jump in the balls, weird. And they would just, like, apparently kids would shit in there, like,
that's
they shit
gross.
In the pool.
Yeah, well, kids are gross. I can vouch for that.
It's true. When,
because I understand peeing in a pool, but not in the balls, you're going to,
peeing
you know,
in a pool is totally cool.
I mean, no, it's not.
No, it's
not
gross,
cool.
But
it's
I mean,
gross.
It makes sense, at least.
It's totally
but,
gross.
Okay, here's a question.
Sorry, Dan I can tell you many pool stuff, and it's gross.
You know, here's a question, though, right? So,
yeah.
Going off of what Jesse said, isn't your impression that, like when you piss in your pants or you see somebody piss in their pants, there's something sort of sad about that? But if somebody, like,
Miles
shits
Davis.
In their pants, it's more funny. It's usually like, oh, man, that dude shit his pants.
It's more
as opposed to, like, oh, man, that guy, like,
it's more badass. It's more badass to be, and I shit myself.
Yeah, it is kind
of. I peed my pants. It means you wimp.
It is countercultural. It's more countercultural.
Are you getting old or? Young.
If you're scared by a ghost and you shit yourself, you can go proudly tell the story later. But if you pee yourself, you're like a
you know
pussy.
What? That's actually
I shit myself.
That's pretty good dead on, because people are like, man, I shit
I was
myself.
I was so scared I shit myself.
And they're like, wow, that's impressive.
But
man.
You're a wuss if you're like, I peed myself.
Yeah,
I was so afraid.
Yeah, right.
But
that's
people do
true.
Say that. Sometimes they'll admit to being a wuss. Yeah.
But yeah, the answer to if I shit myself in high school, one time I almost shit myself in high school, so I ran to the bathroom.
Oh, man.
And I pooped in the bathroom, and then I talked to the assistant principal.
Which bathroom?
It was the one across
by
the
gym?
Street from the across the street. No, it was the
across the street.
Across the, no.
Is that bizarre? The psychology of being in high school because
you ran
like
across
I
the
know.
Street.
It's like
it's a weird town that we go to.
I know the hallways are a
there.
Street. Yes,
the Wild West.
No, don't go down that street.
It was wild in the West. Private bathroom that you could lock yourself. That was my favorite bathroom until they took the lock off.
Oh,
they started locking it.
Oh, by the ramp.
Kids were getting blowjobs.
Auditorium.
Yeah, yeah, that was the best. That was the best.
Kids were getting blowjobs in that bathroom. That's why.
No.
They,
well,
no.
So
I just made that
was,
up. I didn't go there.
Anyways,
smoking cigarettes.
I went to
things.
The assistant principal and
maybe
I masturbated. And I was like, I'm afraid to go to school because I'm afraid that I'll shit myself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So she like gave me a pass. She's like, "We'll give you this permanent pass." And she basically a permanent pass meant a paper pass taped on a 3x5 card.
They didn't even laminate
and,
that shit.
Nah, man. And so it looked all stupid, right? So when I went to
this is my shit pass.
Well, what, yeah, when I went to when
you
I felt it coming
updated,
on,
man.
Because
what if you get shit on it?
When I
shit,
that's, yeah,
that's some shit, man.
Some
shit.
Extra TP shit. So when I went to the nurse's office because I had to shit, I was like,
shit.
I was like, I have this permanent pass from it, and before I could finish my sentence, she goes, "I don't think so."
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, "That's fine, but I'm going." So,
but did you get to the?
I
bathroom?
Never went to the.
I was able to get there because, like, I didn't care what she said.
You
at
had
that
to.
Point.
Are you
yeah.
gonna shit on yourself?
On my walk home from the bus, I had to go inside some random stranger's house and being like, "I'm sorry, but may I use your bathroom?" This is in like 10th grade, and he was like some older gentleman. He looked at me and just was kind of like.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went and fucking shit in the stranger's bathroom.
Which?
Because I wasn't going
to
make it.
That guy is
your
going
mom's
to
neighborhood or
yeah.
your dad's
neighborhood? My stepmom, my dad's neighborhood. Yeah.
In Lake Barkoff.
Yeah.
You took a shit in
that
Lake
guy's
Barkoff.
A some rich person's house. Yeah.
Nice.
I think he went to heaven
like
just
a
for that.
20 minute shit in there? Or?
What street was it on?
I didn't relax, I can tell you that much. But I was able to. It was on. What's the one that goes
Beachway?
Down? To wait, Crosswoods goes to which is the one that goes to Waterway that goes to the Causeway next to Beach 5, right?
Stony Brae?
No, not Stony Brae.
Potterton.
I think that's Potterton. I think that's Rustic Way actually.
Oh, just like that's your stepmom's street.
The one with the big hill. That you coming from Waterway, going up the big hill. I think that's Rustic Way.
Did the guy know you as a neighbor? Did he know you?
No, because he was like it was like a couple blocks away, and he'd never seen me before.
So, I think you could get away with that.
I've never seen you before, but I'm going to let you into my house to take a squirrely shit.
You can't do that as an adult.
I like.
I mean, you can't just go to somebody's house and say, "Can I?"
Did you take your hat off and rest it on your chest as you dance?
I mean, you can
from foot to foot. Excuse me, sir.
It might be a little weird.
I must use the body.
I hate to trouble you.
To use your privilege,
I'm about
sir.
to blow out my underwear, and it's my last pair.
What if some 10th grade kid came up to your house and said, I really
I have to
need
take
to
a shit.
Take a crap?
I'd let them, I don't know.
You probably
I mean,
let them, right?
I would like to think I'd let them, but I don't know.
But you wouldn't let a 40-year-old man in your house do that.
No.
See, in your high school, you'd be get away with stuff like that.
Let me poop in your toilet.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I would let a high school person.
Didn't they have, like, in elementary school, those little houses people put on their, like, their windows? Like, this is a safe house you can go to. And I'm like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, but
molesters can get those, too. You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it just it was like the pink sticker with the
houses are safe.
Yeah, like if you lose your keys or something, or you can't get into your house, or you're scared, you can go one of these designated houses, and they will help you.
Yeah, I remember asking about that and being like, it seems sketchy. It's like, what's preventing a weirdo from getting one?
As a second grader, I was like, I don't trust that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to some guy's house. If I know the people, sure.
Yeah, I know. I was asking that in class, and then some kid got annoyed with me because he was. He was growing. He thought I was like obsessing too much.
See, so no, I thought it, but I'm glad you're the kind of guy who spoke up. See, I wouldn't speak
I spoke up.
Yeah, you spoke and said what we were thinking.
I don't take that shit.
Yeah, you could be like you're a natural born leader.
Natural born leader.
Natural like, born.
I ain't going to some house and getting my hiney like touched.
And my problem is that I'm not very soothing to when I'm around people. I don't think I would relax them into wanting to follow.
No,
my
but. Well, like
follow your orders.
But you got to get them to.
You should be like, please, can you? You're gonna make me look like an asshole if you don't do this.
Yeah. No, when you're about to run into battle, you got to get people like revved up. Like, we're not going into those houses and getting molested by old men.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they have an uprising, Braveheart style, and they like start beating the teacher's ass.
Yeah, right.
See,
that's right. But that never happened for me. Though, so.
It's my fantasy. Yeah.
So I was supposed to like. So we're
fantasy is
20 minutes into this.
Yeah.
And like the whole introduction point. The whole point is to do an introduction.
For the record,
to be like, this is the start of the podcast. Hello, and then I'm supposed to be like, we've got Dan and Jimmy and like Natalie's hanging out and Jesse's over there doing a time dance. Daniel's over here.
I'm chilling.
I'm supposed to mention the website.
All dances.
It's got everything.
The website is itsgoteverything.com.
Dan and Daniel.
Because we have a website, so we should tell people that it exists.
We are on Twitter.
The many thousands of people.
We are on Reddit, too.
Oh, yeah.
We're
and there's
millions.
A Reddit.
Can we
it's
make
got
money
everything,
off this?
/r/itsgoteverything.reddit.com.ru is the subreddit.
O-R-U.
There's no Facebook.
Are we going to be famous?
Facebook is gay.
Yeah, because I'm going through the checklist for this is what we're supposed to do at the beginning of the podcast.
Well, can we just
checklist says we got to go over the topics to be discussed. I don't have a fucking clue on that.
Yeah,
I figured we'd figure that out.
How do you know that? I mean, you can't always know
well,
that.
Well, Patrick actually said
it's
like,
editing.
A document,
it's all about editing.
And he was like, if you have ideas, like,
that's
actually,
right.
And no,
you should look at that.
And, yeah. Like, there are some suggestions here and there.
Yeah.
Maybe Dan and I were the only two that did it.
Yeah,
sort
I just
of,
like to ramble.
Half-assed,
but we're supposed to thank our sponsors. We don't have any sponsors.
We should
I'm working on that.
I was saying we should like just keep
Locker room.
Yeah, the locker room. We're just gonna demand they don't even have to pay.
Room.
We'll just give them free advertisement.
Yeah, we definitely
go
don't like
bar.
The space bar, right?
Space
we like locker room.
The space bar is a lot better,
space
but like the locker room is totally fine. And if you end up there, it's okay.
Yeah, you're not gonna
it is passable.
You're gonna have a perfectly
you will not get poisoned at
the burgers are satisfactory.
They're fine. And,
you won't get the shit.
There's tasty. They have good beer selection and tasty.
B minus.
They have good strong.
The buns are
Coca-Colas.
Funny, but the meat's fine.
The desserts that Mike brought us were actually pretty good.
Excellent desserts.
The desserts were.
You might
were
run
above
into
average,
Mr. Michael Reed, who will. Who made
Adam is
oh, but it will say they.
I had a piece of that cake.
There was something extraordinary.
It was pretty good.
Dan,
cool.
You had Dan didn't you have something extraordinary at locker room that you couldn't stop talking about when we were there?
Did I have like you mean like some kind of incident that happened?
No,
a consumable.
You had a consumable that you said was off the charts.
Oh, I did have that key lime pie one.
No, when we were there together.
This last Tuesday.
You mean like food?
Yes.
2 days ago.
I remember we put a bunch of ketchup on the ice cream.
No, this was something you what you consumed that you were like, this is fucking awesome.
I like their fries, but I don't think there was
Excuse me.
It's the sweet potato fries.
Was it the ice cream? What was it? The brownie?
No.
Brownie.
Was it the apple pie or the
no?
What the hell were
you didn't have an apple
Coca-Cola.
Pie.
That's it. It was the Coca fucking cola.
I had the best Coca. I even forgot it. Like that's how much of an impression it made. No, but I
you said it was the best Coke you'd ever had.
It was because it had the perfect amount of syrup. and had the it's like why you get a fountain soda.
Yep.
It was like, you know, it's perfect amount of like sugar and syrup and Coca-Cola and ice and everything.
That's a good point, being like, this is why you get a fountain soda.
Yeah.
Like, because we just take it for granted. It's just like, ah, they just don't have cans. We get this. We get free refills, but this is the reason. It's actually fucking delicious.
It was a fountain soda.
Like that carbonation that's just right.
Oh, it was perfect.
It tickles your nose.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Oh, yeah.
It
I
was
love that.
It was the perfect.
You do a little
soda.
Half belt, half belch, and it's like.
But you can't predict. It's not like at the locker room. I don't think I'll get a soda that good at the locker room the next time. I just think that it was like about, you know, certain amount.
Kismet. It was just a lucky night.
It was
they
a lucky
Coke.
Night.
They don't have
perfect. It was your Brigadier.
They have Coke.
They have proper Coke.
They're a Coke shop.
So Patrick, all this. So this intro stuff that you have to go through, we can pretend.
We've done it.
We did it.
We did it.
And so we can just call everything.
It's all about the editing.
We can just call everything.
Fade in.
Everything.
Beef jerky.
Jibbity jabbity jibbity.
We can just call
jibbity jabbity.
We can we can just call everything leading up to it.
We're gonna get a lot of listeners.
Oh my ass.
We're building an audience of maniacs.
We're gonna Patrick is like no, he's not. Patrick's lost it a little bit. He can't hold it together.
What
this
did
is
it?
Like a live Marx Brothers.
I'm just trying. I have just a sigh. A little. What I'm trying to say would have taken 2 seconds. But
okay,
it's,
let Dan talk. Let the
well,
man
speak.
It's
not funny anymore. But
no, it is.
Anyways,
Dan?
I'm just gonna say it wasn't funny to begin with.
I want
to
hear it.
It's just less. It seems less. You know, in the moment now.
No, it's the moment now.
All I was saying was that this was the intro, right?
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be the intro at the beginning.
It's got everything.
It's got everything.
Intro's at the beginning.
Yeah.
But we didn't at the beginning.
Right. Well, we're going to this is the very beginning. We're starting
so all
right
I would
now.
Know, but what I was saying is what we keep what we had before in the order
Dan
it's in. Because that's called
the intro.
Because that's called
it. You must always stay in the right
an intro.
The intro.
We mustn't change the order.
God. Oh, my God.
I was going to say.
Balls.
All right.
Dan
no,
is
can
trying
I just
to
keep talking, dude?
Dan can't make his point. That's the intro. Dan is not
the
allowed
intro
to make his point.
Keeps going.
And when he has the floor to make his point, he refuses.
All I was going to say is
it's
that.
It's got Dan introducing the intro.
I'm going to be quiet until Dan makes his point.
All I was saying is that the part leading up to it was called a cold open. That's all it was, right? Everything we said before, that's like a cold open. It's the intro before the intro. That's a cold open, right?
It hasn't started
yet.
Yes,
it's super cold.
That's
like
a
Saturday Night Live.
And that's why I was saying it's not even funny or anything. I was just trying to say, like, everything before the intro that we did, because we did 20 minutes of it, because Patrick pointed out the time, we just call it a cold open, and then we're there.
Yeah. Well,
so what's it going to be about? What's the podcast about now?
About the cold
open. Are we going to get into it for real now?
What's the topic?
I don't know.
Topic number one. What's the topic?
What is the topic?
Do we know any famous people?
We were talking about shit and blood for
Jimmy
a while.
Jimmy knows famous people.
Yeah, I don't know how much.
Oh, Jimmy has met famous people.
Jimmy's met like a whole bunch of famous people.
I met maybe 2 famous people my whole life.
All up.
And I wasn't very impressed. Because I'm cool. Whatever, dude.
You
I
met like Wesley famous. Willis, right?
Oh, I did meet Wesley Willis. Who did I meet? I met Marky Ramone. This is my. I met CJ Ramone, Marky Ramone. Nice. I had a class with James Carville. He's pretty famous.
I smoked a cigarette next to Ian McKay, and he made a face at me.
Oh, did he really?
That's a brush with greatness if I ever heard one.
He made like a horrible face at me, and I was like, oh, man.
You don't like that. You don't like that cigarette. Oh, I met David from The Real World 2, you know, the black guy that got kicked out?
No.
Like, see,
yeah,
exactly.
Dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It was like the
when you
second
met him,
Real World.
When you met him,
that's
I
awesome.
Knew what you. I knew him.
Yeah.
Now I don't. I know the story.
Yeah.
You explained it to me, and I was like, oh, yeah, that guy. But now he's gone from my memory.
It was
memory.
My 21st birthday in the year 2000. I was in Georgetown, hammered. And I walked past, it may not have been my, I was in Georgetown. I was so fucking hammered. I walked past this bar, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's David from The Real World. And I walk up to the guy. I'm like, dude. Because
he's from D.C.
Oh, is he? Okay. I was like, dude, I loved you on The Real World, man. It was fucked up. They kicked you out of the house, man. And he's
whoa,
like,
really?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, man, you never know. I might get kicked out of here tonight.
That's pretty clever.
I think he probably says that to everybody, you know.
Oh, right,
you say
yeah.
that to all the boys.
Yeah. Exactly. See, I didn't feel – I felt special at the time, though, because that was my brush with greatness.
Yeah.
Up until that point, that was the most famous person I'd ever met in, like, my – I guess it was 1920 or whatever. Yeah.
Dan's met famous like radio.
You haven't
DJs.
Met anybody since 1920. What are you talking about?
No, what I'm saying is like I was in my early 20s. It must have been sometime between 2000 and 2003. I met that's David from The Real World too. This is like, I could just die now.
Was
like,
he cool? Was he? I mean, in the show, was he
cool?
Why
don't you go die?
I thought he was cool, but he like got in trouble because he pulled the towel off of the other girl in the house, and they called him like a rapist.
Oh no!
And he was like, "What? I'm not a rapist. What?
Did they have to blur out her boobs?
He's just
I don't even think it got
predator.
To that point.
It
yeah,
just started
I
mean, well, this like whole like plot device where they would like kick somebody out of the show.
Yeah, I mean, he probably deserved to be kicked out, but it was also played up a lot worse.
The only one I remember is where this dude smacked a girl because the girl said he was gay or something, and this guy was like. You know, pretty super,
that was like fourth
super,
or
kind
fifth
of effeminate
season
or something.
Yeah.
Effeminate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway, but like the maybe I'm
that was like
wasn't...
Real World Seattle.
Parents are impossible to shop for, in my opinion.
that's like the start of a
wow.
rap.
Parents, they
don't understand. What do they want for Christmas?
Natalie has that shit down. Shopping for parents. She
really?
Knows. She knows what to do. Yeah.
Nice.
Shopping for parents.
She figures that shit out, and she figures it out right. The job was done right.
Nice.
By context clues, I'm determining that it is close to Christmas time.
Yeah.
It is after the Thanksgiving period.
It's the day after Thanksgiving, like...
2 days after.
You know, nobody, you don't have to hold back anymore. Everyone can just go full throttle Christmas.
We wish you a merry penis.
It's time.
We wish you a merry penis.
Wish you a merry penis.
No, in Starbucks today, all they were playing was Christmas music.
Exactly.
It was insane. It was like Frosty this. Oh, and you know that.
Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, that song. You know how they mentioned Parson Brown?
NPR is going with the Christmas.
They changed the lyrics.
I have no idea what's going on.
I've given up.
We can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. But they changed it to, and we can pretend that he is a clown. Like, they changed it.
What?
A circus clown.
Because he's
of
not like a clergyman.
Well, because Parson Brown is like an old, I guess, reference, right? From like the 30s
the
or something.
Yeah, the parson.
Yeah, the parson.
He's like the,
he's
you
a
know,
church.
He's like the vicar.
A church yeah. vicar. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so Parson Brown. So but so they said now yeah, we can pretend that he is man. A circus clown.
Like the Boston clown.
The Boston clown. Yeah, we should discuss the Boston clown.
He will give you a syrup snack.
We can pretend that he's the Wait, how does that go? We pretend that he is the I don't know what the fuck.
I have no idea what song you guys are talking about.
Yeah. You're going to have to say, he's the Boston.
Is that,
he's
it's the not Boston. Frosty the Snowman. It's Walking in a Winter Wonderland, right?
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We pretend that he's the Boston clown. Yeah, there he goes. We pretend that he's the Boston clown.
He'll say, "Are you into syrup?" I'll say, "Yes, ma'am."
Okay. Okay, we need to establish that sometimes more voices at the same time isn't necessarily better.
There's so many voices in my head.
All right, so I did hear like this whole crosstalk thing, generally unappealing. However, this is America,
and
more is better.
Okay,
bigger
true.
Is better. We're in a capitalist society. If one voice is good, how cannot, therefore, thusly, 20 voices?
Resistance is futile.
Your logic is flawless, but in somehow in execution, I don't know what's going on.
I'm an American,
and
therefore the logic is by default flawless.
So anyway, Parson Brown. That's what I was talking about. Walking in a winter wonderland.
We pretend that he's the Boston clown.
Right. They changed it from, you know, like.
Who's they? What are
the,
you talking about?
The song, I was in Starbucks and they're
who
playing.
Who are they? Who is these
I don't know
they?
Who it is, but it was bothering me that they changed the lyrics of the song.
Is this one, is this a Berenstain Bears situation?
That's oh, no.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Oh, no. Did they never actually say Parson Brown?
I mean, I don't know.
What's that called
but,
again?
Know,
that shit? That when they really when they change it, but they
that's called the Nelson Mandela effect.
Yeah,
the
Mandela.
You mean the Mandela effect.
He's Parson
effect.
Brown. He'll say, "Are you married?" We'll say, "No, ma'am." But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire.
You do that weird little voice.
By the fire. As we go along, singing a song. Walking in a winter wonderland. Yeah, I'm not making this. This is a real song.
Did you turn into
some of it is a real song.
It's an elf voice. You turned into an elf.
Walking in the winter wonderland. My point is they changed it from Parson Brown to Circus Clown.
Yeah.
And that shit pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah, dude. Fuck that shit.
Did they actually?
Yeah, thank you, Jesse. Finally.
Are you going to vote for Trump now?
They actually did.
Yeah. Make America great
again. Here's the thing. I bet you $1 million, and I'm not being facetious, that you could write a letter to Trump outlining the scenario, and you would get a personal response.
You'd be like, it's unacceptable what's going on.
You would not get an auto-signed response. You would get a personal response. He might hire you to be his next chief of staff.
It would be in the like the echo chamber.
Oh my god!
It would
god.
Go into the echo chamber.
Yeah, yeah. Be like, yep, you're right. That's a good white young American boy. We approve him. For real though. Here, let's see if this works. Well, we had some silence.
No, we didn't.
For about like 2 seconds, there was silence. The rest is silence. That's
going to be
that's Hamlet. That's Hamlet's last line. The rest is silence, and he dies.
Yeah.
I think when you die, nothing happens. You're just dead.
I think you're.
There's no afterlife. Right. You just die.
That is.
There's nothing before when you're born.
Pretty much the only reasonable conclusion.
You're composting.
I completely disagree, but okay.
You're composting. No, I just like saying it because.
Here we go.
Now we got a topic.
This guy.
I knew he was going to say that.
He put Jesus in his belly.
I knew he was going to say that.
Where do things go? What happens when you die?
There's no reason for me to be involved in this.
No, I want to know. I don't have a solid.
A
I don't know what
goo.
Happens. I don't know what happens when we die.
A rotten pile
I don't know
goo.
For sure.
Well, you don't know, but. Probably well, nothing.
How do you
but
know?
Even if there's something after we die, that doesn't necessarily denote mysticism.
Of course.
So there could be something that happens after we die. It's just something different.
You can still like...
And like you can say that and still
it's
have
gonna
a,
be
scientific,
different.
A scientific
it's gonna
motivation
be a whole
behind
lot different.
It.
But yeah, whatever happens, it's going to be different.
A bag of
is
beans.
Is it like an acid trip?
No.
That would not be that great.
Way different.
It's like, oh, I'll just have an eternity of this. Great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because that's like the time you freak out the most during a trip. You're like, oh, this is going to
is this
end.
Forever?
This is going to be so, here forever. The best time it is.
So when you die, so you think that like
think
something
I,
happens,
I think
but
he's
you're
threatening you.
No, no, no. Well, think about it this way. Couldn't aliens come down and like take your consciousness out of your body? Like time travel aliens go back to 1841. Like, that guy's about to die. Let's take his consciousness.
You're talking about Scientology.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Mormonism.
Yeah, exactly.
The Mormons are nice
they
people, but
they,
they're always getting in trouble because they're baptizing. They like to baptize people because
right.
In Mormon that's philosophy, you can baptize people retroactively.
Yeah.
And they like a bunch of Jewish people and stuff have been like, please, you got to stop baptizing my dead great-grandparents.
Oh, right. Man, they can do that.
No, because they're into genealogy. When I got into genealogy, some of the Mormon stuff was actually very useful.
They're like the keepers of like
the thing
knowledge.
Is if you have a spiritual people, effect, here's the thing, right? Somebody
that's
says
spiritual hijacking right
it
there.
Is.
That's fucked
up. And like I'm a complete materialist atheist and all that, but I still respect the concept that like if somebody has a spirituality that is fucked up for your spirituality, be like, we're gonna snatch your person's soul away from the Jewish cemetery or from the Catholic cemetery or the Muslim cemetery.
But that's
just rude.
That's like give it credence like it's real or something. Like, because the dead person doesn't fucking know.
No, of course not. But it's what it does to the living people. And I can still have compassion for somebody, even if I think they're them believing something is sort of ridiculous. Like, I still have compassion for them that they do believe it, and they'll
Jewish
be offended.
But don't Jewish people think that, like, the Christ thing was a bunch of nonsense? He was just, like, a crazy Jew?
Yeah, I mean,
it depends.
I mean, most Jewish people
like, but that's
just,
not the, what we're
like,
talking about.
It's like a very American religion.
It's 100% American.
The point is just the point Patrick was making is just about being rude to people and being like,
that's
you know,
what I'm
don't
saying.
Need to be fucked up. You don't have to like
I'm
agree
saying.
With somebody
but,
to be
but
like,
it's all make believe.
Yeah, of course it's make believe.
Okay, like definitely. I think we need to like
that's
chill
all
on
saying.
That. I think I don't know if I like the way this is headed because there's a lot of things that I very very I disagree with certain semantics,
well, you
and I don't want to get into it.
I'm actually very, like,
semantics corner.
I'm not an atheist. I personally am
semantics
not an atheist.
This
corner.
Is a topic for a different podcast.
No, I mean, it's fine. We can talk about it, but I think there's...
We should
have
a side podcast called
I think,
Semantics
I think,
Corner.
I think the exact wording that is to be used is just careful.
To
you
be fair...
Just like
no, Dan,
Mike and Dan.
For the record, Dan, I'm
you're a dead man.
I'm being provocative. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying to, like...
You don't say.
I'm trying... No, I'm not trying... I personally am more of an agnostic, and I'm further away from an atheist than anything. I mean, I do believe in spiritual stuff, but... I would rather talk to an atheist because they have some kind of reality going on in their mind.
I'm
going to
put you both in the ground.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree.
But
I agree with
that. I'm very spiritual personally, but I'm saying that, like, to what's the right word? Like, to tease a conversation, to stimulate a conversation. It's
cool. Those are two different things. I want to
titillize, stimulate my titillists.
Will Mitchell's grandfather always had a, he had a great old joke. Yeah. He had a great old joke. It was, how do you titillate an ocelot?
Right. That's what I'm trying to do.
You oscillate its tits a lot. He told us that joke when we were like maybe seven.
That's you're trying one. To oscillate its tits
Nine.
A lot?
That's a pretty good
Dan
one.
Dan Johnson.
No, yeah. I'm trying to stimulate conversation by saying stuff that I don't necessarily believe. Like, for example, when I was at taking a class in college, my professor made the argument. He's like, look, I don't necessarily believe this, but I want you to think about it. The Civil War changed nothing about the political mechanisms of our country. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just said that.
Well, that's true.
Well, I mean, okay. But he was like saying emotionally it obviously did. I mean, it was to have all these people die. But he didn't really believe that. He was just trying to get the class to think.
Right, I know.
You know what I mean? So it's like to say there is no God.
Right.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
I was right. So, but I mean, basically, I mean, I'm not going to get into a point of like agnosticism, atheism, all that stuff.
Right.
But I think maybe a different way to look at it is, to say that there is nothing that happens after we die is not... To say that there is something that happens after we die is not necessarily believing in mysticism.
Right.
There could be a scientific basis behind it that we just don't understand yet. And that's why I say it's. I don't think it's fair to say it's ridiculous to think something happens after we die because maybe something does.
Well, that's
a
what,
fine line.
And it's not believing in God to think so.
No. The reason I said it was because I think in every human being, at least in me, everybody has that curiosity, and everybody fears death because biologically we're wired to survive, right? So everybody thinks, is this it? And then there was, you know, and it's a fear, it's like a carnal fear that all human beings have.
I mean, it's unlikely that it's anything near what they fucking talk about in books, obviously, like some kind of floofy fluff land and some boobity
boop land.
Well,
my way of maybe...
Sounds like bullshit, but I mean, maybe it's just some different sort of organization of molecules or some kind of stupid made-up meta shit that
Well, maybe my
about.
Way of coping with that fear is to joke about it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So maybe, like, I'm just trying to say it because there's a lot of humor that goes along with fear and pain. Like, I think the best I'm not a comedian.
Well, look, I mean, I don't want to sound like I know what I'm talking about because I don't. Because it's easy.
Nobody knows.
It's easier just to say, well, we just live in a molecular soup and we just grab some different chunks of it after you die. And that sounds silly too. I'm not gonna go out on a limb to assert any sort of like reality to it. I'm just saying, like, I can understand thinking, oh, it's silly to believe in God.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think that way, but I respect and I understand it because I definitely have felt that way a lot. And if you ask me if I lead atheist or any other way, if I had to choose one, I'd pick the atheist side.
Right.
But
well, the people
So that's fine. But then the point I'm saying is sometimes I think people think is a God question when it's not a God question.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you're saying something different than what I'm saying.
I don't know.
No, because. Well, no, it's true. Yeah. It's true, though, but that's
no,
an interesting
Dan,
point.
Dan was saying earlier
that
one of the issues in any conversation, it just becomes more seemingly perceived to be more important in issues that touch people, you know,
touch.
People take very seriously, is the issue of semantics.
Yeah.
And it's not a cop-out because the issue is that the communication that develops is limited. You can't convey everything.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why there's written word, there's spoken word, there's talking to somebody in person, there's seeing a video recording of somebody. You see different things, you get more communicated than just the language. But even the language itself is limited, so you can have people arguing over like some very narrow thing, but they're just like getting angry.
Dan psychically wants to kick me in the nuts. I can feel it.
I don't think there's anything psychic about it. And it's not a kick. It's more of a
kind of
jokingly put the knee there.
Ooh,
just sort of jokingly,
like
but
that.
not like
and
not
then
like hard.
Suck on your balls.
Yeah, but like jokingly.
Right.
Like in a brotherly sense.
Patrick is what he was saying. Yeah. It's basically it. Yeah, it's like you're saying the language is not adequate. So, yeah, sometimes I think he was going with it was sometimes people argue over something that they're basically maybe saying the same thing but slightly different configuration. But it's mostly they're mostly in agreement. But
yeah.
It's like they don't realize it. So they.
Oh, yeah.
So, especially if there's drinking or some shit involved, it just spirals out of hand. And it's
but we're
like,
not. You and I aren't drinking. So there's
no.
really. We have no excuse.
No, right? Yeah.
Dan and I are stone cold sober having a drunken argument.
Oh, man. Imagine.
No, man. There is a God, man. Yeah. No, there is.
What I'm saying is, well, you need to understand what I'm saying.
Atheists are assholes, man. Yeah. They're fucking assholes.
Yeah. A conversation of both of us really drunk talking about
oh my
this
God.
Would be the worst, most painful, tedious
this would
thing.
Take some ugly turns if we were, if Dan and I weren't non-drinkers right now. I do think that that's true, though, because like one person will be wanting to make a point, and the other person wants to make a point, but they're talking about two separate things. So it's like the person making the point would actually agree with the other person making the point, but he's like trying so hard to not listen to the other person.
Exactly. Yeah. And then people often just want to like, they're not interested in listening anyways. They just kind of think what they have to say is so great.
Well, that's why you have to determine what somebody's philosophy is and also be very self-analytical to your own multiple and contrasting and conflicting philosophies, because that's the key to it, right? So somebody like me who doesn't really worry too much about, you know, thinking much about afterlife stuff, a lot of that is because of my general philosophy happens to be that, positive claims require positive evidence. There's not
right, there's
really
a
particularly compelling
for, right.
reason to think there's anything after life and that we're not anything more than just material things. So I just don't worry about it, which is why I agree with Dan. Like, somebody can totally believe in that stuff and be 100% scientific, methodological, everything in their life, and still think that's cool because it's not conflicting necessarily.
It's not because, my personal belief is I don't know.
No, but
you know
to give
mean?
An so here's another
to hear
example.
Any theory is interesting. To
here's
me.
Another example. When you're debating with somebody, you know, they're always saying like, oh, we need to learn more about Trump supporters or whatever. Like, I do agree with that to an extent. The problem is there's got
to
be a
there's
threshold.
There's not much to know.
There's a threshold at a certain level where the damage is such that you can't be all like, the way we fix this is that we do what they want, because
they're just angry.
When what they want is unacceptable, then that's just not a resolvable thing. Yeah. But to give another example, right? So if you're speaking with somebody who is anti-abortion, you know, they're pro-life, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I am vehemently pro-choice, like vehemently,
yeah,
like hilariously pro-choice, and I will do anything I can to defend being pro-choice. Mm-hmm. However, if you're talking to somebody who's pro-life, who sincerely believes in like the Catholic vision of like Jesus and conception and what the Pope told them in the 20s and stuff, because, you know, you have to say, how could they not be anti-abortion? Like, it would be weird if they were
deranged. Yeah,
and that's the right. thing is I can disagree with the foundation of their philosophy that forms their thinking, but like I understand where the conclusion is consistent with their thinking.
Yeah,
what's upsetting with a lot of the people we're dealing with these days, like Trump is a good example, is that there is no consistency. There's no philosophy other than me or
anger.
What I want to do or what will help my corporate friends or whatever. That's not a philosophy. That's just being a shitty person.
It's like when there's a movie or a video game where there's like they don't follow the rules of their world. They make like a video game and like or like I said, a movie or both, and they just shit just happens that's totally out of sync with the rules of the scenario, the premise set up, and you're
it's like
that's not fair. Yeah, it's not fair.
I might end up blowing him. I'm like, yeah.
Does anybody want to try some of this quesadilla deliciosa?
Is it Diana brand?
No, thank you.
No, it's not.
No,
it's not Diana brand. It's just the sort of nondescript wrapping brand.
It's all me.
Those are the best brands.
Yeah, and it's quesadilla deliciosa, but it's not like a quesadilla like you know it to be. It's a dessert. Although,
is it candy?
If you want a Diana brand,
uh oh.
Okay, there's
Dan's snack corner.
I've got Dan's snack corner. I've got Diana brand 0% trans fat.
Ooh.
Jalapenos.
I like how this whole conversation is bookended by like at the beginning. Ooh. Dan talking about like shitting out his like guts.
Yeah, maybe this is why
it all makes sense now.
Jalapeno taco chip.
This is called.
I go to 7-Eleven and I go nuts. I buy all this processed shit.
This is corn tortilla chips with jalapeno pepper.
Jalapeno.
Non-name brand. What is it? What's the brand name?
Diana.
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 There's no H, but it should be Diana. I like that better.
Diana.
It's the same. It's got new packaging, but it's the same great taste, apparently.
Mm. As whatever game before?
Yeah, it's kind of like...
what was before?
It's like that commercial that would bug Justin out was the one that said, like, now taste Diet Dr. Pepper. Now tastes more like real Dr. Pepper. And he was always like, then what? So, yeah, this is like new packaging, same great taste as what was before. Who knows? But I'm fucking full
jalapenos.
From all this food. So I think I might hold off, but anyone else is welcome to try.
I want to try
one.
I want to try one.
Okay.
No, gracias.
Oh, he dropped it again.
The handoff is terrible.
Yeah, it is the Diana brand like last week. But does anyone want to try this quesadilla deliciosa that has nothing to do with quesadillas and is more like a sugar cookie?
It looks like a giant pancake.
I really enjoy the iconography. Iconography? 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 What the fuck is my problem? Jesus. I know how to speak English.
We were been talking about them
jalapenos. Diana brand jalapenos. I know how to speak English. It's in your blood.
Jalapenos.
The mascot for these jalapeno chips is, it appears to be a jalapeno wearing red sneakers, and it's eating a tortilla chip. Mm-hmm. Is it eating its own tortilla chip?
Or is it eating itself or its own tortilla chip?
Or is it making these chips by eating this chip?
Oh, that it's like pooping them out or something?
Yeah, and then I guess I have to reconstitute it. That's how it gets the jalapeno essence.
That's a good question.
We'll taste this.
Shit
this
out my dick.
It is a funny, that whole funny weird world of when they have like the pictures weird on the front world of the animal all about like eating the product that it's kind of either is or is a part of. And it's like that creepy world.
Yeah.
So what is it eating?
It smells very jalapeno.
So it would be eating part of itself because it would be...
It's either eating these chips, which have jalapeno juice in them, or it's eating a plain corn tortilla and then processing it through its bowels into a jalapeno flavored chip. So it's just like a jalapeno, like a jalapeno's ass. It's like a civet cat, civet coffee, except with tortilla chips and it's a jalapeno.
What's a civet cat?
Civet coffee is like a civet cat is that weasel.
It poops out the coffee.
And they feed it the coffee beans, and then you root through the shit and you get the coffee beans, and they're supposed to be like special.
It tastes like poopy coffee.
Poopy coffee.
I'll try this out. Yeah.
Gross. Who wants that?
That's what I heard.
It looks like a giant pancake. No, but gracias.
Gracias, no. No, gracias.
No.
Okay, here's the deal.
You say no gracias
or
gracias?
We're on Patrick. We're focusing on Patrick's review here.
Yeah, do you like it?
It's all about double negatives.
Hold on, wait, we're on to Patrick's.
Are those chips?
Are they good? Are they hot?
Okay, this is interesting.
I might want to try some of them.
The other ones. Want to try
I feel like
they're very tasty. They're very tasty corn tortilla chips, and they have a brilliant crunch to them. They're better than a Dorito in that sense, but they don't taste really anything like jalapeno. There's not really much of a. But they basically taste like just well salted corn tortilla chips.
Is it spicy?
Like kind of like a
It's a hint.
Is it kind of like a Frito taste?
Fritos.
Or is it more just like your standard?
It's Frito-y.
It's Frito-y.
Now that you mention it,
really good.
It's very tasty, but it's not quite jalapeno-y. There's like a little hint on the wind, it's got to be shaken up.
This is much better than Doritos, because Doritos
it tastes
are cheesy
better than
and kind of gross.
Dude, there's another sponsor, Diana Brand Chips. Yeah. Diana Brand Snacks.
This is way better than Doritos.
Wow.
Way better.
Way betores.
Way better, Diana.
It's way betores better.
Betores. Mucho.
Mucho better.
Diana Brand jalapenos chips. Muy delicioso.
It's got zero trans fat.
But it always had zero trans fat.
Yeah.
It's like when Hershey's chocolate started putting fat-free on it.
Yeah, right.
It was always fat-free.
Yeah, exactly.
People just think it's chocolate. It's sugar, but there was no fat in it.
Right, exactly. Right.
Fat-free. It's not good for you.
Right.
It's pure, it's sugar mixed with cocoa.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Right. I've eaten so much junk. It's so good, though. Thanks, Jimmy, for bringing
this. It's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're right. You're allowed
feasting
to.
Feasting time. It's winter. Got to get warm.
No, it was you two.
I'm
going to
put
this
away if nobody wants it. This is the quesadilla deliciosa.
Yeah, man. It's all winter. Okay. It's time to, hibernate.
Right.
Is there cheese in
Does it?
Okay, Patrick. Hey, guys. Patrick's trying out the quesadilla deliciosa now.
He's brave.
This is not a quesadilla deliciosa. Where does it say that?
That's what the packaging said on when I bought it. That was the label in front of it at 7-Eleven.
Do you think it was a wrong label? Because this is not a quesadilla.
No, and that's the first time I saw that. I wasn't sure what to make of it.
It says
it's
a salpora.
I know. Oh, that does say salpora, yeah. And I don't know what that means. But have you seen those at 7-Eleven things called quesadillas that aren't like what we Americans know to be a quesadilla?
Some kind of cornbread or something.
Yeah, it's like some kind of cheese bread.
They've printed the printing on this is really, you can't really read it. It's fascinating.
But you might be. That's interesting, though. Yeah, I did notice that too. It said what Salpora on the back.
Yeah, we should look it up on one of our devices.
How many
devices do we have? We each have a smartphone here.
So the question is it still considered a quesadilla, or is a Salpora, is that a type of quesadilla, or is it something different entirely?
It's nice.
It's nice. It's not bad.
Dude, these jalapenos.
It's like a sweetbread.
Those are amazing. The non Doritos.
You think these are better than those pink circles last week?
I don't know.
It's less dense than the pink circles.
Yeah.
What is that thing called again? What's that called again?
A quesadilla deliciosa, except.
It's called a Salpora.
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 Sapporo is beer.
The International Isle.
Hey, did I go too far in this podcast?
It looks like El
Pond. But you always ask if you went too far.
Did I go too far? I feel like
you always
go
too far. That's why we bring you here.
Wait.
Did I go too far? Jesse will know. Jesse will be honest.
Before we go down this rabbit hole,
Daniel's insecurity.
I know. I'm very insecure.
Let me just specify something about this Salpora.
What is it made out of?
Guys.
All right.
We're totally going to eat all your chips, by the way. First of all,
that's fine. Eat them.
They're fucking good.
All right, Dan.
Okay. Well, you were asking about if a quesadilla deliciosas. It doesn't say quesadilla on this, although it did on the label in front. So therefore, it could have been mislabeled. But what it does say is it says bakery delicias, and it says el gran sabor latino.
Are you sure it doesn't just say bakery delicious?
I think it just says bakery delicious, but I remember the word quesadilla because I looked twice. I did like a double take, the kind of double take where you see it, you walk down, and then you turn around and walk back.
You walked out of the store, you got in the car, you started the ignition, you started backing out, and you're like,
might as well, yeah. I mean, so, it was almost like I did actually walk almost to the counter and then walk back and check because I do that. It's kind of weird and causing me distress.
Dan,
So El Gran Sabor, I think sabor means flavor or something. I can't remember.
Did you look it up, Jimmy?
Jimmy will know what sabor means.
Sabor?
A Salpora.
But I did see case. I did see. It did say.
Sweetbread.
Oh, it just said sweetbread?
Sweetbread.
Anyway, so I don't know why it said quesadilla.
Breakfast, something.
So Dan, can I go down to the rabbit hole now?
Yeah, I just had to get that for my own closure.
How badly did I fuck up tonight, Jesse? Jesse, how badly?
I mean,
did I fuck
thought
up?
You were I thought you were pretty racist, but I didn't want to say anything.
I don't think you fucked up at all. I think you were like right on point.
From a
did
scale
I, you think
to
I was,
one,
I can never
two?
Tell with Jesse. Jesse, I could be.
How racist was?
So
Dan?
You think I was fuck? I was not.
You did your Dan Johnson best, I think.
So. I'm afraid that people are going to listen back to this and be like, that Dan Johnson's a fucking asshole.
No, what you do in that scenario is you say, this is a character I have. When
it's
I'm
a right. comedy yeah. show. It's
in
show.
Real life, if you meet me off the podcast, I'm actually a really nice guy.
See, we have
he's
to...
He's
we
a
have, we have to,
businessman.
See, the thing is, we have to
I'm
play...
I'm a businessman.
We have
I'm
to play these
man.
Things up on the air to make a conversation, because if
right.
we all agreed, it'd be, like, boring.
I'm trying to provoke
Daniel's
a discussion.
Daniel's actually married and has six children.
You're not
a,
that different.
He lives in a colonial-style house in McLean.
No, to be honest, to be totally honest, I'm really worried that Natalie is pissed off at me.
No, she's not.
That's another common thread. She doesn't even have to be here and he'll ask that. Oh, she's
Natalie,
gonna. She is here.
You
so
should be
answer.
Happy that
no,
the like the pound is dropping when you go to Britain.
Looking up that I had a dream about a cake recently, and it says it can symbolize people that you love and care about, but this cake
did
was like
you?
A was a fucking nuisance, and I
was
had to take care
you?
Of this cake.
What in the dream?
Oh,
how
man.
Funny it is!
This is some Freudian shit
about,
right here.
If it really is like about
are you
people,
a Freudian or
was it made out of cellular peptides?
Yeah,
a young
data cake
or a Freudian?
Do you want a sweetbread?
They you have there's I mean there's actual cake here from
they
Jimmy.
Use sweetbreads
yeah,
in Red Dragon when Hannibal Lecter has
ooh,
his book.
Ooh, that's a good book.
And it says sweetbreads, and that's how he realizes that.
Dude, Red Dragon, that's a freaky book.
I need to read it. I've read parts of it.
When you read it late at night, and I was reading it late at night, and like I had just put a picture up like in the living room.
Oh, Jesus.
I was reading it, and I was all freaked out. It's like Dollarhide's murdering people, and. It like crashed and made a spectacular noise. I freaked out. I grabbed
scared.
My bat.
You
and
shit
I, like,
yourself.
That's no, I didn't shit myself.
You didn't piss yourself though. I hope.
I didn't piss myself. Didn't shit myself. I was grabbed a bat, ran out there, and I was like, wah! Nothing there. I was like, oh, it was just the painting.
Man, bigger, what if some guy was out
delicious.
There?
It's very delicious.
What if some guy was out there when Jimmy was just startled by nothing and like the guy just got the shit beaten out of him?
But he didn't get. He didn't pee his pants though.
I don't know. He just happened to be. He was like trying to use the bathroom. He was like, "Look, I got irritable bowel house."
What? Like at 2 in the morning?
He shit his pants. He didn't pee his pants. At
2 in the morning.
It's colitis.
2 in the morning. Yeah, you're gonna get beat down.
He's got colitis.
My grandmother had irritable bubble syndrome.
As long as you guys aren't mad at me.
She had a bunch of like knickknacks.
Hilarious bobblehead syndrome.
Bobblehead.
Took him very seriously.
Dude, I'm so happy that you guys aren't mad at me, man. I was like all like getting scared and stuff, and now I'm all happy again. I'm a weird guy, man. I'm neurotic.
It's not that weird, man.
Because I like you guys, man. I don't want you to be mad at me.
Let's get weird.
Well, I don't mind being weird. But
Dan Glaubitz, those chips are pretty tasty.
Yeah, yes.
Those chips were a
hit,
man.
We tore the sheet.
All right, mark down Diana brand chips as being tasty.
Diana brand chips.
They probably have other flavors, too.
Jalapenos.
That's the best one. Every week, chips.
Every week we brought some Diana brand something.
That's the one you got to bring.
That's the one there, Tommy. That's the one you got to bring. 1.21 gigawatts.
Don't get those Bobos.
The Bobos.
Oh, yeah, what were the Bobos? I forget.
Bobos.
There was some kind of weird, like, cakey, waffly thing.
Oh, Bobos. Were they the pink things?
They were like, no, they weren't. They were like brown.
Brown, dude.
Was it
brown.
Something I brought?
No, I don't think you ever brought that.
Oh, then I don't.
But it's like a weird thing you get at 7-Eleven.
Oh yeah, one of them weird cakes. But you like that cake chocolate bar thing, that waffle. Cake. You get that waffle cookie that you always get.
Waffle cookie.
Oh yeah, that's, the Stroops. That's different.
The
yeah.
Stroops.
What do you usually Stroop buy waffle. Like 3 things? Is there a certain Stroops. Amount of like?
I just see whatever strikes my fancy and I purchase it.
Nice. See, I think that if you're gonna
tickles your fancy.
That should tickle
tickles
your fancy
your balls.
Every week.
Do your like, balls tingle when
I'm
you
just
look
saying.
At them?
I'm sorry, what?
Like, okay, let's say you're going to get 4 things. That should be 1, and then you can have 3 open slots, but one of them
tingle?
Has to be for that.
You tingle in your dingle.
When was the last time you masturbated?
Look, so now we have 2 sponsors. We have
Diana Brand.
Diana
chips.
Brand and the
and
Locker Room.
The Locker Room.
The Locker
yes.
Room.
It's great. It's okay.
But go to the Space Bar. Make sure you get there.
Go to Space.
Because it's pretty good, too.
Go to the Locker Room. Hang
it's
out.
It's called a bar. We should do a CD set.
Then go somewhere else.
When you see something, do you immediately know, or does it take a while to make a decision?
I just do a quick couple laps around, just kind of looking at everything a few times.
I can imagine
do
you,
the
like,
7-Eleven guys.
Yeah, I just go around and look.
Do you freak them out?
No, there's much weirder people that come in.
Yeah, okay.
7-Eleven is a weird, gross yeah. place.
No, Dan walks in and he throws a wad of cash onto the counter
older.
And he just says, "Make me fucking happy."
Yeah, right. That's actually what I did when I went.
you did that?
When I went into the bowels of the Eden Center one time.
Oh, Eden Center. Yeah,
one time I went into Eden Center.
I never go in there. I stay
that
away.
That place is awesome.
I always go there.
Yeah, I've been to the Guitar Center. I've never been in the actual Eden Center.
No, the bowels of the Eden Center are fun.
I'll go there. I've never been there.
You gotta go inside.
I'm
inside.
I'm afraid of food poisoning for some reason.
You're a fucking racist, Peter. I'm just kidding.
Damn.
You don't like
no, I just, it's not, no, I didn't even think about that.
No, it's a nice place. It's a
no,
good all place.
The center's fun. It's okay, wild.
Dan,
I was just saying that I went into, inside Eden Center because they have the restaurants outside, but then you can actually go
in like the mall area.
And the deeper you go, the more like not around the outside you
yes,
are.
Correct. So, you are in the dungeon
right.
area.
So I went to the very depths
stated.
Of it, and what?
Delicately stated.
Yes, yes, exactly. It ended up being a truism though, because it was like. That's really hard to concentrate.
Yeah.
Hey, can you?
No, wait. But it ended up being a truism because it just ended up me saying like,
isms,
I go in and
isms.
Then I'm not outside anymore. But yeah. anyway, so I went in really deep and I didn't speak that person's language and that person didn't speak my language, and so I was basically just looking at all the foods there and I was like, and she was like, and then I handed her a $10 bill and I was like. And I just kind of like gestured to the table.
Yeah.
And she was like, gave me a thumbs up, and she just picked all this stuff out for me and then
that's
gave
cool.
it to me.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it was weird shit, man. But I'm glad I did it.
You were dropping Hamiltons.
You
are Aaron Burr.
Can either you or Patrick
we
take me
British
to the Eden Center to just show me around?
British guy.
Yeah, show you around the Eden Center.
We'll take you to the restaurants.
I'm scared to go in there. You know what I mean?
There's good stuff there. There's a really good pho place. I mean, there's multiple good places. There's a Korean bone soup place there. If you're into
ooh,
bone soup.
I just have never been there. I just never. I've driven
so
it's
mostly,
here my whole life.
It's mostly Vietnamese-focused businesses, but they do have there's one Korean business, and it's specialized. I presume it's still there. It's been there for a little while now. few years now.
I saw some
and
kind
they,
of bone soup over there.
Yeah, they focus on a bone soup. It's really good because they have they just make this marrow broth. It's like this white marrowy broth, and you can get it different versions of it. You know, you can get it's different good. Stuff put in it. I really like the oxtail, and it just is a huge chunk of oxtail plopped in the middle of this like bone marrow broth.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, if you like marrow, like some people, they don't know what they're getting
when
into.
I finally,
marrow has that weird.
Yeah, when I finally accepted that I want to eat a. Take a bite of marrow and it didn't work because I used to think it was like, oh no, that's the weird goo part. Ah, stay away from
like
there.
The good,
and then when I discovered,
rich,
and then when I discovered that it tastes butt. Good, like I'm all about the marrow. Now.
Dude, you can be like my tour guide. Can I be like the guy from out of town you guys are showing? Even though I've lived
only if you actually pretend to not know us and have hired us as consultants. Right.
I'm gonna wear like a
we'll take
Virginia
recorder.
Is for lovers shirt. Like I obviously just bought
an FBI hat,
an FBI hat,
male body inspector.
Yeah, exactly. And like just you know, very. Tourist, you have my like fanny sack.
So you tell me about this
pack.
Bone
yeah,
soup.
You totally have to have a fanny
and like a hat that doesn't fit me, and then you guys will just take me around. Here, this store has the bone soup. You got to, you know, you take me around. I'm serious.
You do need to bring cash. A lot of the places do not take credit.
I always
there.
Have cash. You know, yeah. I'm a cash guy.
It's interesting. I never got to fully answer Natalie's question about how I picked these out before.
Yeah,
tingle in your dingle.
So I just got to the first part, which is I do a few laps around and just kind of look around, and then when something strikes me, I don't. Think about it. I just grab, and so I just kind of walk until
you're
I get the.
You're just like the president.
I'm just like the president.
Just like the president.
I just like the president. I just grab.
When you're Dan, you
so
just grab.
I just grab, and I don't think about it, and I just keep walking until I make a decision that is not based upon like any consideration. Oh. It's just I see it. I'm like, okay, we're doing this today.
I do want to get
I
one thing on
awesome.
Record about the Eden Center. I want to get this on record because. If you've ever been to Wynn Buffet, like it's on Duke Street where the Tower Records used
to be. Is that
NGUYEN? I don't go to Duke Street, dude.
It's on Wynn. I've been to Wynn Buffet.
Is that
I got
spelled
the worst.
Is that spelled NGUYEN?
No, it's Wynn
That's
Buffet.
That's Wynn.
Wynn. Anyway, I ate there and I got the shits viciously. And like it like they have a similar like decoration. Shit. To this other
now,
restaurant.
Food poisoning will put you
food
off of a lot
poisoning.
Of things.
And what I'm saying, yep. yeah, and what I'm saying
sucks.
Is like I've just, you know, we have a very densely populated area. I've lived here my entire life. For whatever reason, I live about 2 miles away from this place. I've just never been in there. And part of the reason that I would never go, had never gone to eat at the particular restaurant is because I associated it with, like, the vicious shits I got at a place about 10 miles away. And that's not fair. And I don't know anything about the markets or the bone soup. And this is all very intriguing.
Get some fried tofu there.
But I don't want to impugn the Eden Center
joints.
Any further because I don't know anything about
it. Well, I couldn't drink Robitussin for years, you know.
I still won't. I'll eat the pills. I won't have any cough syrup ever.
I still have trouble with the artificial orange flavor because when I had Kawasaki's as a kid, where like your blood
Kawasaki.
All like thickens or whatever. So I was in the hospital for 4 days on some sort of IV, something in IV. But I had to 4 times a day. I had to eat 10 chewable. Aspirin
Ugh.
To thin my blood.
Oh God!
And they were the orange flavor.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
And I didn't dislike it before.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just in the hospital. I had to do that for a number of weeks after leaving the hospital. Mm-hmm. I still had to eat all that aspirin. And for I would get like I would almost
is that
vomit
when they almost killed
that.
You with the Tylenol?
Yeah, that's when the one nurse came in and was trying to give me 10 Tylenol. And I was like, I'm not supposed
Jesus
to take
Christ.
This.
Yeah.
And they're like, she's lot. Like, it's what we use in the hospital. I'm like, no.
How does she not know that she's giving you Tylenol, it's going to shut your fucking liver down?
She was not a very good nurse, apparently.
Obviously.
And then you argued and you said, no, I'm not.
I made a stink. Yeah, I was like a little kid and I made a stink
that's what I'm saying.
It.
You were like
yeah.
a 7-year-old kid, like saying, I'm not taking this.
Yeah. Like, this little bratty kid's being, y'all argumentative.
And then
he doesn't
I was like, I don't think, and it was made extra easy because the Tylenol looked tasty compared to the fucking aspirin at that point.
You could have died.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
You're not taking your poison.
Acetaminophen's going to kill my liver and I'll
Here's
die.
Here's my theory. Here's my theory on the psychology of Patrick, and I just want to get this out real quick.
Excuse
okay, you know how Patrick's
me.
Name is Patrick Ireland? It's not Ireland.
Hoti-hoti-hoti.
There's no D Leprechauns. At the end of Patrick Ireland.
Leprechauns. There's no D at the end. I can't
Patrick
do an Irish
Ireland.
Accent, unfortunately.
So Patrick always has to correct people
Contrary
saying Patrick Ireland, I-R-E-L-A-N. There's no D at
no
the
D.
end.
Let's be gold.
So he has to constantly correct
constantly
people.
Just fucking annoyingly correct everywhere.
No, and what I'm saying is that's
actually,
the reason
you see
the reason that you argued the Tylenol and didn't die is because you had the name Ireland. And that's also the reason that you named Atom A-T-O-M.
I was just going to think it was Atom.
Yes.
When you started with that, I was thinking that.
Atom.
I was thinking that. I'm glad you went there because that's what I was thinking.
He's got to argue. He's not going to be taking that fucking Tylenol either.
Yeah.
If Atom is in the hospital and they try to give him Tylenol, he's like, no, I'm not taking this shit.
I originally wanted to name him Scotland. Ireland, like the country without the D.
That would be awesome.
Like the, I wanted him to have to say it twice. If we have another kid and it's a boy, I'm going to push for that.
I think you should.
I think it makes you. You've given me a good argument for why that makes you a stronger person.
And I think that's psychological.
Like the country without the D. Like the country without the D.
Does he ever have to correct people? But when they call him Adam.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah, of
course
throws
he down. He destroys them mentally.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
No, he just insults them. He's like, he was such a cutting insult that they go home and just slit their wrists.
Yeah, because in second grade, you don't really know about last names. You just know Patrick. So he was Patrick, yeah. I'm sure. But Atom is like getting extra fucking... Not only is he not Atom Ireland, he's Atom Ireland.
Yeah, although these days, like, when we went to school, most of the kids had normal names.
Dude, there are a lot of...
Yeah.
People nowadays, I think Jimmy there's a wider variety of names.
So it's all
right. Really? Okay. No, I'm just saying.
I agree with you. I think there's a wider variety of names.
Okay, somebody in a position to give him Tylenol in a hospital would still think he might be named Adam.
Patrick Ireland.
Patty Ireland.
Patty Tylenol.
I can't do it either.
Patty.
Did you get that silver tongue by kissing the stone?
I don't know.
You silver tongue devils are all the same.
Why do my voice go out high when I talk?
I can't do an Irish
accent.
Why
do we try to talk like a leprechaun?
Why
we
don't do I talk like a talk like a talk?
Yo, I'm Irish.
I think
Yo,
this is bordering on offensive.
Yeah.
You know?
And
I'm somebody who defends being able to
it's
be
okay.
funny.
It's okay. I'm part Welsh, so it's okay. So okay.
I'm 9%
Jew. Are you a
Jones
boy?
That doesn't count for nothing.
That counts for
nothing.
That doesn't count for nothing.
Are you a Jones boy?
Yeah, everyone's got Welsh in them. It's like the leftover sprinkles you get when they can't figure out what else is in
right.
you.
It's the Jones. Yeah. The Jones boys.
Bit of Jones.
Jones.
Germany's declared war on the Jones boys.
No ticket.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It's 1:56.
It's 1:56. It's 11/24, 2018.
It's 37 seconds.
It's time. I think it's time to wrap up the recording.
Oh, my head hurts. My
I don't know
hurts.
What's going on.
Dan is going insane.
This is fucking driving me insane.
Jimmy has slowly driven Dan insane.
Poor
this
Dan. Yeah, because usually Jimmy will be on the phone making these comments, but he's right here. Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
I just don't know where to focus my attention, especially when I'm trying to talk. I don't know what's happening.
See, that's where the benefit of having children is, because you develop algorithms to simply edit out sounds, and it's hilarious because everyone's talked about it. It's a cliched thing, but it is 100% true that you will completely be able to edit out your children, and you do not hear them. And I've had Tessa like tugging on like my shirt sleeve for 5 minutes and saying, like, Daddy, is everything okay? I'm like, oh Jesus, I didn't see you there. So, like, I've been asking. I need help.
You become an absent-minded adult, like in the Peanuts, where they're going. You're like the adult.
I understand it better now because your brain literally will just be like that sound. It's not an emergency, so just don't worry about it.
Like, if you hear choking, you'll notice.
Do you have a sinus headache, bro? Is it like pressure?
It's not. It's just a confusion headache.
It's too much.
Okay,
so
we can wrap it up.
Something?
No.
You trying to say something about me?
No, I didn't. I didn't single any person out.
It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Saturday,
single,
November 24th.
Wait, guys.
I don't know about that.
I want to make sure everyone knows that if I went too far, I'm sorry, and if I offended anyone. I didn't single a single person out in this room. I'm not personist in this situation.
Dan is an
equalityist. So you're saying I'm a jerk because I single people out.
No, that's not what I'm saying. No!
If I went too far, I'll be pleasantly surprised.
This is like a bizarrely...
You went very too far.
It's like a professional battle of anxiety.
I'm a total maniac.
It's like,
it's like everybody...
By process of elimination, Dan, you have insulted me.
Okay. I leave it to the ending.
So, ending is website, it'sgoteverything.com. Daniel, what's the date and time?
It is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, Saturday, November 24th at 1:58 a.m.
It's just everybody.
Diana's.
All right, Dan, do you have any shows coming up?
Go to the locker room.
You have any shows coming up?
Do you have any shows coming up? I hear podcasts. He's that's got what a they camp, do. Camp people ask this at the end of podcasts. Yeah, they say things like, you got any shows coming up? You got any live dates? You got any Netflix programs?
I got a cam show.
Well, I've got a... I've got a presentation tomorrow with my landlord about mold that's growing on my wall.
Oh, holy shit! Sucks.
Are you getting like a PowerPoint
thing? Is it black mold?
Yeah, it's due to it involves digital pictures and cleaning supplies someone going up on the roof. But apparently he said it's no big deal. It's just the cold wall gets cold, and because there's no insulation, it condensation builds up.
And then
if something's up against the wall, it builds mildew. Like I said, tomorrow I'm performing against my landlord to see what goes on. Wish me luck. I'm hoping I'm hoping for good reviews.
Those are old buildings. From the 40s.
Is there like a mold Patreon that we should?
Is it the kind of mold that will destroy your lungs?
Something to do with like Brittany Murphy or something.
So Daniel, do you have any shows coming up? You said you have a cam show. Is it like
like a private cam show? That,
do you show your penis?
Yeah, so where I expose myself to random people.
But people have to pay a certain amount of credits to get to the penis.
No, it's free. It's a free cam show.
it's just an open webcam.
I'm just giving it away.
It's a website. It's just
I'm a philanthropist.
Yeah, so go to IP address.
I'm a penile
philanthropist.
It's open. Free to raid.
Okay, I've officially gone too far.
Nightlyreading.com.
Oh, dynamitefisherman.com. That nobody's going to.
Nightly Reading.
No, nightlyreading.com. Fuck yeah.
Make sure you spell Nightly Reading out for the public.
KNIGHTLYREEEEDING.
Oh, no!
Yeah, too many E's. It's nightly, like the knight in shining
the
armor.
Dark knight.
It's reading low as in a reed that waves in the swamp. A swamp reed.
A swamp, swamp reed.
How about you, Jimmy? Do you have any shows coming up? Any Patreons?
The end of the year, I will be performing at the Kalua Kalea Theater in Honolulu.
Ooh, that'd be kind
and
of
then
awesome.
Maybe
that sounds really
December 31st, I'll be somewhere at the Hyatt.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
At the Hyatt.
The Hyatt.
That makes me so horny.
I feel so bad for Patrick listening back to this.
That makes me so horny.
He's going to have to listen to this 2 hours of mania.
That makes me so horny. That makes me...
Hey, Natalie.
Natalie, get her say.
You doing any presentations recently? Any upcoming presentations? Any shows? You going to do some spoken word? No.
Yeah.
Right, you should do some bongos. Arlington and play some bongos and do some.
Oh, no.
Explain your theories of punishment.
Daniel's unemployed.
There was that one time at a happy hour at work. I was doing a comedic Japanese voice, based off of the old movies, you know, where they had a white guy
like Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah. Right.
And so I was doing that voice, and then one of the people sitting at the table said, "Do you think is it appropriate for you to do that voice?" And I said, "Oh, my wife is half Korean."
I remember you.
And they looked at me and they said, "Like, do you think that is an excuse?" And I was like, "Yeah, I was kind of hoping at this stage." I'm not going to defend that position, but you put me in a position to defend myself.
My son is a quarter Korean. Yeah,
right. It's got to be good for something.
There you go.
Oh man.
There's this time at the permitting counter.
Wait, so can I make Jewish jokes that would be offensive?
He was arguing because he wanted to get something, but it was against the rules. I don't remember exactly. And he was trying to say it was okay that the person he was arguing with that had to give him the permit, like, she was Colombian, and he was like, "Well, it's okay that I'm saying these things to you because my wife is Mexican."
No. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh.
How is that relevant?
Oh my god.
It's growing pains. I mean, that's the thing. At a certain point, it's growing pains. Some people figure it out.
Spanish, it's all the same.
You made it worse.
My wife is Mexican.
My wife is Mexican. Well, we Colombian.
It's like when the people you wouldn't expect to be in favor of gay marriage, they say something like, "Well, I figure if they want to be as unhappy as the rest of us."
Right.
And you're like, on the one hand, you're like, that's a pretty fucked up thing to say. On the other hand, it's like, yeah, okay, well, it's, you know, it's getting there.
They're trying.
You're moving along. Yeah. It's getting there. It's the right direction.
Yeah, right.
It's true.
Hey, take my wife, please.
Oh, there were a lot of people, like, before Obama was elected, weren't there? It was all anecdotal, but they're like, "I'm going to vote for the N-word." You know what I mean? There was a lot of that going
what?
On.
I believe it.
Yeah, probably. There was a lot. I mean, it's like, I'm glad you voted for him, but you know?
The N-word.
Oh, I thought you meant they were voting for that word itself.
No, like Obama, they were saying... when
so what does that mean?
Like pollsters would come by and say, who are you going to vote for?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and they'd say, I'm going
to... That guy.
Yeah, and I'm saying, like, I guess it's good that they voted for him, but...
Baby steps.
Yeah.
As Bob Wiley would say. All right. Yeah. Good night. That's good, right?
We don't have to end it on that, please.
That's good.
Okay, well, no, we can end it on...
It's really offensive,
though. Okay, we can end it on this, which could be a topic for another time or not. I'll give a fuck.
Butt fucking.
So like there was this
butt fucking. I'm sorry, I have to give
just
it back.
Just keep talking.
I get so derailed though is the problem.
Well, topic for next.
Maybe that's my problem.
I fight.
Okay, so a guy was saying like he like believes in aliens and he was like fuck ghosts and all this stuff and he was talking to this other guy.
Do 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 do.
I can't talk when that's okay. Let's forget it. All right.
So aliens and ghosts. We'll talk about aliens and ghosts next time. Okay.
Next time.
Next time on the podcast.
On
next
Quantum
time,
Leap.
You can be.
It's 2:05 a.m.
Without aliens me, Dan, so you can talk about ghosts.
Natalie was saying something.
I'll never bother you again.
No. What were you saying? What were you saying?
Like, does it have to be aliens or ghosts?
No, both. I know what he's referring to. It is an interesting anecdote.
Yeah. We'll go.
It involves conflicting
antidotal
philosophies.
Antidotal. Yep.
In a hilarious.
Don't worry, man.
A hilarious manner of conflict.
They call that a teaser. Yes. A teaser.
It's a cliffhanger.
It was an inadvertent cliffhanger.
And what'll
stick
happen
your
is,
finger in my butthole.
Is we won't find out what Dan is going to say until next week. And in
stick
the intervening time,
in my butthole.
We're going to hunt him down. And if one of us can kill him ahead of time, you'll
hey,
never
Dan.
Fucking find out.
Oh, but you're out of town next week. You're out
I'm
of town
fuck
next week.
You.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm out of
2 weeks.
So we have 2 weeks to hunt his ass.
It's going to be a long 2 weeks.
Was it like the Jem'Hadar? No, it wasn't. I don't remember that race. That race that did that.
Oh, the hunter race. Yeah.
Oh, look that bear.
O'Brien had to help him out by like letting him out.
I'm going to hunt you, Dan Glaubitz.
Big old black bear on TV.
That's at the cabin.
Whoa, that would scare the
that
hell out of me.
Big.
I would shit myself.
Shit. Does a bear shit in the woods?
It does indeed.
It does.